Let me ask the question, how do you like to be called? Some of us remember the days when we would come home from school and we'd yell out, "Mom, Dad, I'm home." Or parents would yell, "It's dinner time." Now there's silence. You just get a text message that says you're home. Last night I was reading the gospel and all of a sudden I heard this chirping sound. It sounded like crickets in the middle of the gospel. Sometimes that's how we get messages, right? We get text messages. Our phone makes these funny noises. It beeps, it buzzes, it vibrates. Some of us have ringtones that take us back to how the phone used to ring. Anybody have those? How do people get our attention? That's what happens. Sometimes they get our attention with email or text messages or phone calls if we answer. In the gospel, John the Baptist says, "Look, the Lamb of God," and he points out Jesus, and he says to them, "Go follow him. Go learn from him. Go pay attention to him." Jesus sees them following. Couldn't you see Jesus walking, turn around? "What are you looking for, guys? Why are you following me?" He gets their attention. "What are you looking for? Why are you following me?" And they say, "We want to know where you stay. We want to know what you are about. What's your purpose? What's your mission?" Jesus calls back, "Come and you will see." You could see. Jesus invited them. "Come on, I'll wait for you. Come, catch up. I'll show you what I'm about." So God bless you for getting out in the cold this morning and coming to Mass. And why do we come? We are here because we want to see Jesus. We want to receive Jesus. We want to be guided by Jesus. Remember when you would ride a school bus? We were taught in the school bus, when it stopped at the railroad tracks, it did three things. It had to stop, you had to be quiet, you had to look, and you had to listen before you went across the railroad tracks. Let's remember why we come to this room each week. We come to stop and to pray. We come to watch Jesus in action. We come to see what he is doing. We come as he touches and heals. We listen as he teaches the ways of love. We listen to his call. We accept his challenges. The 11 o'clock Mass will have parents bring a child for baptism. We like doing baptisms during Mass because it reminds us of our relationship with Jesus Christ. It reminds us of our promise as parents to raise our children to come to know Jesus. And the parents coming this morning, even in the cold, they bring their child because they want their child to see and to know and to follow Jesus. As happy parents, they promise to raise the child as a disciple of Jesus Christ. So as we pray, let us remember the importance of coming to this room and gathering around this altar. We come to listen and learn. We wait with patient longing to be helped and to be healed. We are here to be inspired and motivated. We come with open hands and hearts to be energized, to be strengthened, to be guided by Jesus Christ. Go back and listen to the first reading once again. Samuel is being called by the Lord. And he says, finally, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." And like Andrew in the gospel, he goes to his brother and says, "Come, I have found the Messiah. Come, I have found the Holy One." So let's remember as we receive today to be energized, to go and announce, to go and invite, to go model and teach the ways of Jesus Christ. Today we take the time once again to stop, to pray, to look to Jesus for guidance. Let us once again listen with open hearts. Let the silence of the Lord speak to us. Let us say, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening," as we pray. Amen.